Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. All right, so I asked Rob to do in drive fashion. I asked him to cook up a segment. I haven't heard these. I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions. It's been a long time since Kansas has beaten Kansas State in a football game. I mean, it's been a real long time. How long, in fact? This was the number one song in the country the last time Kansas was victorious over the Wildcats.
Faking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are, baby. Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh,
took me a minute to catch the rhythm. Took me a minute. I was like, what is this?
This is... It's Britney, but it's not a song anyone ever remembers Britney did.
Yeah, this was... The Britney run was ended when this song was popular. That's not a good song. Britney's got some good ones. That's not one of the better Britney Spears records.
It might be the song that ended the run.
Yeah, it was over. It was over. What would you say is peak Britney Spears? Do you think the peak was the beginning?
I think the peak was the beginning. Or are you saying like Toxic is the peak?
I mean, I think that's the other conversation. Is Toxic the peak of Britney Spears?
I think the beginning is the peak, because like you get Oops, I Did It Again.
I know what it is, actually. It's Crossroads. When she was in the movie Crossroads, yeah, that's the peak.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah.
I mean, when I
that's
think
the beginning, though. That's when she's still early in her career.
Yeah. When I think of great American cinema, I mean, we've made some good movies in this country. Crossroads might be near the top.
Crossroads has a surprising amount of star power, considering what it was. Like, isn't Dan Aykroyd her dad in that movie?
Yeah, it is.
Like, what?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Is that an SNL movie? Like, there's so many questions I have about that movie.
It's like Pulp Fiction for teenage girls. That's the level of cinema that it is. It's a phenomenal movie. All right, that was the top song. Please delete that. I never want to hear that song again. I don't want to be anywhere where they're playing that song by Britney Spears.
Can you imagine if, like... this was November 1st of 08. If, like, the Hawk on this weekend, if KUN's like, we're going to play a top song and Womanizer pops on, people are going to look around
the
like,
the kids be like, I've never heard this song before.
They're like, who is this? Oh, that one girl on Instagram who's always topless? What is going on?
All right, we're not going to disrespect Britney Spears like that. Not on my watch. Not at all. All right, here is the top television show. I'm just going to go out on a limb and I'm going to guess it was American Idol.
Some sort of window to your right. She goes left.
Grey's Anatomy, right?
Grey's Anatomy was the top TV show in America the last time Kansas beat Kansas State in football. By the way, still on the air.
It is? How many seasons of Grey's Anatomy are we at?
I truly don't know.
It's like Law and Order. It just doesn't end.
I was watching, it must have been college football, because I was watching ABC, and they had a promo for the new season of Grey's Anatomy. And I was like, how is that still a thing?
All right, hold on. I want to, hold
25
on.
Seasons?
How many episodes of Grey's Anatomy do you think there have been?
Oh,
text line real
Moses.
Quick. How many episodes of Grey's Anatomy do you think there's been? All right, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
How would you guess, Rob? I'm not going to look up seasons. All right, I'm going to guess.
You're going to go, this is episodes, not seasons.
Yeah, episodes. How many episodes of Grey's Anatomy has there been? I'm going to guess 292.
I'm going to go way over that. I'm going to say like 400.
All right, let me look it up. Pulling it up right now. 450 yep. episodes of Grey's Anatomy. 450. There have been 22 seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
I was doing 20 times 20 in my head.
Are they still at the same hospital? How many different heart attack storylines can they have?
What I'm starting to think is Seattle must be the most dangerous place in America if this hospital is always so busy.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to figure it out.
How does Mike Salt make it to work every day without ending up in the hospital?
Goodness gracious.
Every other human on earth apparently has in
Seattle. Where's Katherine Heigl at? She's still around?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl. She had a good little run. You want to know when
Mini
it ended?
Run.
You want to know when it ended for Katherine Heigl when I felt like people turned on her? I felt like for a lot of people, our first introduction to Katherine Heigl was in Knocked Up. And then afterwards, you tried to act like she was too good to be in the movie. I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. I'm just not a big fan of that. Why are you acting like this? We all loved you in Knocked Up. You were great. Doorman, you were great.
I'm trying to think of another movie she's even in after that.
She did that one romantic comedy with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I remember the concept behind it, but those are the two movies.
Was that The Ugly Truth?
Yeah, it is The Ugly Truth.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I was curious.
That wasn't very good, but yeah.
Katherine Heigl, 46. Shout out to Katherine. 27 Dresses she also was in. Yeah. Right, Katherine Heigl, all right.
I mean, what's her face? Ellen Pompeo is still on Grey's Anatomy, so.
Who?
That's the main girl.
I only know Katherine Heigl.
She's the love interest in Old School.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I ain't seen Old School in a very, very long time.
She's been doing Grey's Anatomy ever since then.
Yeah, good point. Some consistent checks. She like Ice-T. Ice-T got on Law & Order and was like, I'm just going to do this until the wheels fall off. As long as Olivia Benson is still doing it, I'll continue to do Law & Order SVU. All right. So that was the top song. That was the top TV show. Here was the top movie in the country the last time the KU beat K-State in a football game. All right, which Saw is this?
I'm gonna say, can you guess which Saw it was?
Nah.
It's not Saw 1.
I can't. I don't know.
This is Saw 5. Now, I watched the trailer earlier today.
Okay.
I don't think Jigsaw was in Saw 5.
Saw 5?
This is Saw 5. How many are we at now? 9?
I think they're at 10.
Oh, obviously.
Now, let's look it up.
Does that count the Chris Rock one where it was kind of Saw, yeah, but not really Saw?
That was a good one. All right, I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Because I watched the trailer and I was loading the audio.
Yeah, we're at 10. 10 came out in 23. I thought we were at 10.
I was loading the audio in. I have no recollection of Saw 5. I don't recognize any actors
coming out
in it.
They were coming out every year. We got a Saw movie from 2004 to 2010. Every year they were dropping a new Saw.
It was
like Madden. They were doing Madden updates on Saw.
Think about it. KU beat K-State on November 1st, 2008. It's Halloween. Of course Saw is the top movie in theaters at that point.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. The first Saw is incredible. I like the second one too, but after that it got kind of goofy.
Yeah,
but
it's just finding weird ways to kill people at that point.
Yeah, I kind of hated it once it got to like, I felt like at least in the first two, it was kind of like psychological, like, all right, you got to make a choice. Then I feel like in the more recent one, it's like, all right, we're going to strap you up to this thing. You got 15 seconds. Oh, no one's figuring it out. They're dead. What are we doing here? I felt like in the first one, it was like, all right, hey, you got an hour, and it's like we're following this back and forth. I don't know. I really like the first Saw, and the second one too, but after that, they just got kind of goofy to me. Have you seen any of them? I know you don't like scary
movies. I've seen the first two.
All right.
And then my friends told me that it goes from psychological thriller to gory nonsense, and I don't need to go sign up for gory nonsense.
They're currently working on 11.
How many times has Jigsaw is like Michael Myers?
He gotta be dead.
He had cancer in the first one. That's the whole premise.
I'm telling you, he's gotta be dead. Then they started having like his descendants. I'm like, bro, all right, it's over. Like, we gotta find a new movie series here. We got this person was a patient of his and a prequel. What are we doing? This is not what we need to be continuing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.